There's a story in the Tibetan tradition that is somewhat similar in the in terms of that theme, that thrust, and where a monk is doing his circumambulations of the jetty, and doing his recitations and recitation circumambulations, going around the shrine, and the teacher, the Rinpoche, sort of walks past and sort of commends him. He said, "Yeah, doing circumambulations is a good thing." He says, "But it doesn't really compare to practicing the Dhamma." And then walked off, and the monk was like, "Oh, I guess maybe this is considered a preliminary practice. I better do something a bit more." He must mean that I should be doing the reciting the sutras. So he finds a spot in front of the library, and gets the sutras out, and he's reading and reciting and doing that for a while, putting up a lot of energy for doing that. And one day the Rinpoche walks past similarly, and I said, "Yeah, reciting the sutras is a good thing." He says, "But it doesn't compare to really practicing the Dhamma." And he gets kind of shocked at that. He thought he'd really got it this time. And so I'm thinking, okay, it must mean that I should be practicing meditation. That's it. Everybody says that meditation is the highest practice. So he starts doing a lot of sitting meditation and developing the different aspects of concentration, reflection, and does that for quite some time. And again, the Rinpoche goes one day, he's walking past all these, doing a sitting meditation. Sitting meditation is a good thing. But it doesn't compare to really practicing the Dhamma. And that was just really the straw that broke the camel's back. He just burst out in frustration. "You keep saying that all the things that I'm doing are good, but it doesn't compare to practicing the Dhamma." "Well, what does it mean to practice the Dhamma?" And the Rinpoche just said, "Renounce this life. Renounce this life." Mm-hmm. That sense of renunciation, relinquishing, abandoning, that real directing attention to that. And obviously that isn't... we have varying degrees of success at it. But without bringing up that perspective, without shining the light of that kind of relinquishment on what goes on in our minds, then everything becomes really believable. It becomes sort of right and righteous. It becomes... that is, the need is really strong. But then if we really bring up that quality and surrounding the content of our experience with that field of relinquishment, then things change differently a lot. And you have to keep repeating that, keep bringing the mind back to that point of really relinquishing, letting go, putting down.